Please bow and pray in silence.
我们低头同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Name is Christ. We commence a prayer section.
奉主圣名开始我们的祷告会。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 414.
让我们一起站起来唱诗414首。
414.
414首。
God, please be seated.
请坐。
Please thank God. This last 5 weeks in Hawaii, I feel very joyful.
感谢神，在过去五个星期在夏威夷，我感觉非常的喜乐。
We can see our brother and sister there love Lord Jesus Christ very much.
我亲眼的看到在当地的弟兄姐妹们非常的爱主。
And the last night that we have fellowship with one another at church.
他们在晚上会有团契。
One of the brothers took out his guitar.
Okay. 在我最后一个晚上的时候我们有团契有个弟兄拿起了他的吉他。
One other brother took out the ukulele.
另外一个拿出了另外一个乐器。
And we sing this hymn the longer I serve him.
那我们一同唱了这首诗歌当我侍奉他越久。
Actually, our members in Hawaii have a very simple heart.
其实在夏威夷当地的弟兄姐妹们他们有非常简单的心。
Every single morning we have prayer.
每天早上我们一起祷告。
And some members come every single morning to pray with us.
有一些弟兄姐妹们每天都会来跟我们一起祷告。
And every single night, almost every single night, except for Thursday night, we have church service.
我们每天除了星期四晚上之外，每天晚上我们都有聚会。
Some of the members go to 2-3 times.
有些信徒们每周会来两三遍。
So during the last 5 weeks, I can't help but to be touched by their love for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在过去五周，我情不自禁的就被他们的爱所感动。
Because from the beginning, they're not rooted and grounded on Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们在起初的时候，并没有扎根在主耶稣身上。
But for many years, well, they've been learning how.You know how to do the will of God.
但是在过去几年当中，他们一直在学习如何去做神要他们做的事。
Because of this, even some of them come Friday night. They stay in church because they don't want to be late for Sabbath morning worship.
因为如此，有一些人甚至星期五晚上就来住在教会，因为他们不希望星期六的时候来教会会迟到。
This means about 15-20 people stay in church.
有时候会有15-20人会住在教会。
The way they worship God is very simple.
他们是其实敬拜神的方式也非常的简单。
And the way they serve God is also very simple.
他们侍奉神的方式也非常的简单。
So that's why we go back to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
因此让我们回到提摩太后书的第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3.
提摩太后书第一章第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefather did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayer night and day.
我感谢神，就是我接触祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你。
For Paul to say this before the end of his service to God is quite wonderful.
当保罗在他侍奉到达最后的时候所讲的这些话，真的非常的美好。
And he said, I thank God.
他说，我感谢神。
The reason he'd be able to serve God with a pure conscience all this time because of the mighty hand of God.
他可以一直用清洁的良心来侍奉神，是因为神的大能。
And God was with him.
神与他同在。
And God also was with his forefathers.
神也与他的祖先同在。
And he said, without ceasing, I remember you in my prayer night and day.
他说，在祷告的时候不住地想念你。
That's why we as a servant of God.
对于我们作为神的仆人。
If we are filled with the Spirit of God.
当我们被神的灵所充满。
We always be able to think of one another.
那我们就会一直的在想为对方而祷告。
Of course, sometimes I, you know, for me, if I travel to different place, but I always think about Northern California.
当我在在周游遍国的时候，我才一直都在想念在北加州的信徒们。
Because quite often I miss brother and sister here.
我也非常的思念在北加州的弟兄姐妹们。
Because for the last 5-6 years I've been in the Bay Area, I have developed, you know, a lot of good relationship with brother and sister.
因为在我过去5-6年在湾区，我跟很多弟兄姐妹建立了非常深厚的感情。
I mean, sometimes I dream about the, you know, about them.
有时候我甚至在做梦都会想到他们
I'm thinking how they doing.
就会想他们做现在过得怎么样呢
How the council members doing, how the church doing.
他们职务会现在做得怎么样整个教会过得如何呢
For me, this is quite abnormal for me.
其实对于我来说这不是一件很普通的事情
I'm not a type of person that think too much about different things.
因为我并不是一个会思虑太多的人
But I know because we have one spirit.
但是我知道，因为我们有同样的灵。
The spirit that dwells in you also dwells in me.
在你身上的灵同样也在我的身上。
Because of this, for me, I'm always thinking about brothers and sisters.
因此对于我来说，我常常都会思念着弟兄姐妹们。
This time, I'm still thinking about them.
就像我现在，虽然我已经离开了夏威夷，但是我还是挂念着他们。
Every single one of us can be strong in our faith.
我希望每一个人都可以在他们的信仰上面可以扎根得稳，让我们可以一起的互相代
祷。
因此要用清洁的良心来侍奉主非常的重要，因为圣灵在我们当中。
So because of this, for sure, on the end of our servitude, the crown of righteousness will be waiting for us.
因为如此，当我们走到侍奉的最后的时候，公义的冠冕会为我们存留。
But do not allow the sin in the world to violate our conscience.
但是不要让世上的罪来污秽了我们的良心。
That's 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
让我们继续看提摩太前书的第一章15节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
提摩太前书第一章的十五节。
Verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am a chief.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪容中，我是罪魁。
So for us, if we want to maintain a pure conscience,
对于我们要保持着无愧的良心的话
，just like Paul said here, this is a faithful saying.
就像保罗在这里说的，这话是可信的
and worthy of all acceptance,
是十分可佩服的
that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners and of whom I am chief.
基督耶稣降世为拯救罪人
In other words, throughout the servitude of Paul, he always believing the true one God, the one true God.
换句话来说，在保罗的侍奉的旅程当中，他一直都相信着这唯一的真神。
Even though he went through many trials and tribulations,
即使他历尽了患难
but he never let go of the things that he believed in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他从来没有放弃来相信主耶稣。
Because sometimes when we do not believe,
有时候当我们不相信的时候
this can defy our conscience.
这种想法其实会污秽了我们的良心。
Because even though our conscience from the beginning is pure and is clear before God,
即使在当初起初的时候，我们良心是清洁的。
But if little by little we not believe the things have been taught in the church,
但是逐渐的，当我们不再相信我们曾经被教导的事情
，and then little by little our conscience will be defiled.
慢慢的，我们的良心就会被玷污。
And we must be very careful with this.
我们要非常的小心。
Because sometimes our conscience defiles little by little, and we cannot see it very clearly.
当我们的良心一点一点的被玷污的时候，有时候我们并不会注意到。
But before we know, we'll preach different doctrines.
当我们去这样子的话，我们就会传不一样的教义。
Before we know, we do not preach the things that have been taught to us when we are young.
就不会再传我们以前从小所学会的所教会我们的。
And also, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.
请让我们再看提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.
提摩太前书。
verse 1 and 2.
提摩太前书第四章第一到第二节。
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
提摩太前书第四章一二节。
Now the Spirit expressly says that in the later time some will depart from the faith.Given heed to deceiving spirits and doctrine of demons, verse 2.
第二节
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。第二节，这是因为撒谎人之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
So Paul was very clear to Timothy.
在这里保罗非常清楚地告诉提摩太
will come in a later time,
在后来的时候
some people will depart from the faith,
有些人会离开了真道
giving heed to deceiving spirits,
而会听从了那些引诱人的邪灵
and doctrines of demons,
跟鬼魔的道理
of course they speak lies and hypocrisy,
这些人会是撒谎然后假冒
and because of this having their own conscience seared, right? This means it's very serious, like with a hot iron.
那 这等人就是的良心就像被热铁所烙了一样。
So apostasy is very dangerous into our conscience.
因此这些肉人的这些邪灵这些离开真道的话对于我们的良心非常的危险。
Because apostasy means that someone have strayed from the truth.
因为这些其实就是已经离开真道的道理。
And to believe the doctrine that belong to demons.
而去相信了是属于鬼魔的道理。
This is already happening in our church.
在我们教会其实也发生这样的事情。
Our conscience has become seared just like hot iron.
那这些人，他们的良心就像被热铁烙了一样。
So because of this, it's very difficult for us to know what is right and what is wrong.
这样子的话，我们就没有办法明辨是非。
But we as a servant of God, we cannot be like this.
但是作为神的仆人，我们不能这样。
Because if we continue to be like this, for sure on the end days, God will judge us, and the punishment will come upon us.
因为要是我们继续如此的话，到末日，当神审判我们的时候，惩罚会来到我们。
So we serve, we serve the true living God.
因此，当我们侍奉这又真又活的真神。
And through our servitude.
在我们侍奉的过程当中，我们一定要保持着一份清洁的良心，那到最后我们就一定会得到公义的冠冕。但是在这之前，当我们继续在侍奉主，那我们要成为怎么样的侍奉主的仆人呢？
Of course, we are just like a vessel of God.
我们其实是神的器皿。
And each one of us, he will mold us very differently from one another.
那对于我们每一位，他都会跟不一样的来塑造我们。
Maybe some is a vessel of gold.
有些可能是像一个金的器皿。
Maybe some is a vessel of clay.
有一些是土的器皿。
But doesn't matter what kind of vessel God makes us, as long as we are useful to the Master, and then that is the most important part.
无论我们是怎么样的器皿，只要对于主人来说是有用的，那就是最重要的事情。
So if we read 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
请看提摩太后书的第一章第七节。
This is the servant. This is the kind of servant that God wants to make.
这就是神想塑造成的工人的模样。
In verse 7.
第七节
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
So when God put His spirit inside of us,
当神把他的灵放在我们当中
He wants to make a fearless servant.
他也希望我们成为一个勇敢的仆人
He wants to make a powerful servant.
让我们成为一个刚强的仆人
He wants to make a servant that's full of love.
一个充满了爱的仆人
And He wants to make a servant that has a sound mind.
一个谨守的仆人。
If we are not have this kind of four characteristic, then it's very difficult to continue to serve God.
要是我们没有这四个特征的话，要侍奉神就会非常的困难。
We can see the relationship between Timothy and Paul.
我们可以看到保罗跟提摩太的关系。
Paul is really such a loving person.
保罗是一个非充满爱心的人。
And he treats Timothy just like his own son.
他把提摩太当成他自己的儿子看待。
Because in 2 Timothy chapter 1, we can see the greetings from Paul.
从提摩太后书第二章的地方，我们可以看到保罗对他的祝福。
And verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus.
第一节奉神旨意照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许做基督耶稣使徒的保罗
Then it said to Timothy, our beloved son,
第二节写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太
Grace, mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord
愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我主基督耶稣归于你
So we know just by the introduction that Paul loved Timothy very much
就看这开章的这两节就可以看到保罗对提摩太的爱
and that's why he wanted to encourage him to serve God until the end time
因此他要鼓励提摩太要一直侍奉主到最后
but of course Paul loved Timothy by praying for him
他同样的爱他也为他祷告
and we know why Paul loved Timothy because he longed to see him
保罗很爱他他很希望可以再见到他
That's why in verse 3 he said here I remember you in my prayer day and night
因此在第三节的在第四节才说他日日夜夜的在为他祷告思念他
So Paul is really a good example for Timothy
保罗对于提摩太来说保罗是一个非常好的榜样
Because what he had shared with Timothy he also have done himself
因为他所鼓励提摩太的话正是他已经经历过的一切
So that's why he said I always pray for you night and day
因此他才说他日日夜夜的不住的为他祷告
So for us
对于我们
Maybe we don't have many different kind of gifts
因此 也许我们没有太多的恩赐
But maybe that's what we think anyway
也许这是我们所想
But one thing for sure we always can pray for other people
但是有一段我们非常确定的就是我们可以为别人代祷
Because it's a part of love that we should show one another
这是一份爱我们应该跟彼此分享的
Because without prayer,
因为没有祷告的话
No one can succeed in the ministry of God.
没有人
Without prayer, we cannot succeed in serving God.
我们在侍奉神的这条路上没有办法达到成功。
So that's why every seminar we hold.
因此，在我们每一次有讲习会在举行的时候
，prayer is always the main focus.
祷告是非常注重的一部分。
Because when we pray for one another.
因为当我们互相代祷的时候
，for sure we know God will be with us.
我们知道神会与我们同在。
Of course, when Paul said pray night and day, for sure he prayed for Timothy night and day.
因此，当保罗说他日夜夜的为请提摩太祈祷的时候，他一定也是这样做的。
That's why sometimes I travel to different places.
有时候当我要去别的地方
，and sometimes I feel very lonely.
有时候我觉得非常的孤单。
Even though, of course, many brothers and sisters, you know, come say hi and hello to me, but you still feel very lonely sometimes.
即使我会见到很多弟兄姐妹们，但是有时候我还是会觉得孤单。
But I always can count on my brother and sister pray for me.
但是我知道弟兄姐妹们都会为我祷告。
Especially for the senior ministers.
尤其是那些年长的神的工人。
Even though sometimes they do not talk
much. 有时候他们不会讲太多。
But I know many of them pray for the younger ministers.
但是我知道他们很多人都为年轻的传道者而祷告。
And they pray for brother and sister.
他们也为弟兄姐妹而祷告。
That's why we also should pray for them.
因此，我们也应该为他们而祷告。
Do not think that senior ministers are, you know, Superman. They just men just like us.
不要以为说年长的传道者就像超人一样，其实他跟我们一样。
Because they men just like us, they also need for us to pray for them.
因为他跟我们一样，因此他也需要我们的代祷。
But in verse 4, say, greatly desire to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy.
第四节说，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切的想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。
This is really ironic.
这其实非常的讽刺。
Because Paul said, "Greatly I desire to see you."
因为保罗说他非常想见他。
Then he knows and say, "Be mindful of your tears."
但是他又说纪念你的眼泪。
But that I may be filled with joy.
好叫我满心快乐。
This is quite ironic.
这其实是蛮
Because why would Paul be happy for the tears that come from Timothy?
因为为什么保罗会为他的眼泪而高兴呢？
Because serving God is not easy.
因为服侍神并不是容易的事。
Sometimes the more we suffer is the more the way God will teach us.
因为有时候其实当我们受苦越多其实就是神要教导我们的越多那时候提摩太为保罗而哭泣因为保罗正在监狱当中提摩太也知道他也许不会再见到保罗了也许这是他所收到保罗最后的一封信当然他会为保罗而哭泣
But Paul will be happy why? Because Timothy is still a person who is continuing to serve God and he's the one that you know thinking about Paul
保罗是满心的快乐因为他知道提摩太还是继续的在服侍主也继续的在关心保罗
When we read in verse 5
继续第五节
When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you
想到你心里无畏之信
Which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also.
这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你心里。
So I'm sure this kind of prayer that Paul prayed for Timothy.
我想这就是保罗对提摩太的祷告。
Because he said, "I know, yes, even though you are with tears."
保罗是知道提摩太的眼泪。
But I know that your faith is very genuine.
但是他也知道他的信是无畏的。
How do I know? Because your grandmother Lois and also your mother Eunice, they also have this kind of faith.
保罗如何知道提摩太的信呢？因为是从他的外祖母跟他母亲身上看到了。
Paul said, "I'm also persuaded it's also in you."
因此保罗才说，我深信也在你的心里。
I'm sure for Timothy he would be very encouraged.
我相信提摩太一定非常受到鼓励。
Yes, even though his father was a Greek.
也许是的，他的父亲是一个希腊人。
But he has his spiritual father that is Paul.
但是他有他属灵上的父亲，那就是保罗。
And you love him just like his own son.
爱他就把他当成了亲生的儿子看待。
And you always long to see him.
也常常想见你看他。
And you always want to encourage him to continue to serve God.
也常常的鼓励他要来服侍主。
But most importantly, always pray.For him, night and day.
更重要的是，他日日夜夜的来为提摩太而祷告。现在，让我们一起上来祷告。
Continue to pray for one another.
让我们继续的互相代祷。
And to show the love that we have from our Lord Jesus Christ toward one another.
让我们把耶稣基督给予我们的爱也给予每一个人。
Because this kind of servant that God wants to make.
因为这就是神所要塑造的工人。
That is a loving servant.
那就是一个仁爱的工人。
A caring servant.
一个关心别人的工人。
Now please come up and pray together.
让我们一起上来祷告。